Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. This is Fans in the Pro. I want to make sure to shout out to Magazine Pizza for feeding our Saints game day crowd. Magazine Pizza, 1068 Magazine, dine-in or delivery, the best gourmet pizza selection in town. Magazine Pizza also has pastas, sandwiches, wings, and salad. MagazinePizza.com. And it is conference championship weekend, Tulane, North Texas, James Madison against Troy, Georgia, Alabama. Joining us now is Dalton Wasserman, PFF analyst and co-host of the PFF College Football Show at PFF underscore Dalton. Dalton, welcome to the show. You're on with Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister.
How's it going, guys?
How are you doing? So we'll talk about our local teams first because we got Tulane. We're down the street, literally, from Tulane. I mean, it's not a play-in game because there's eyeballs and a committee that's involved, but technically it should be. This game is for one of the spots in the top 12. Do you see it that way?
Yeah, absolutely. At this point, with Tulane and North Texas being the two highest-ranked Group of Five teams, I would say 99.9% chance it's a play-in game here, and everything's on the line. And it's even more interesting with both coaches whenever their season ends departing. Obviously, John Summerall going to Florida, Eric Morris going up there to Oklahoma State. There's a lot on the line here, and I think you're going to have two really good football teams duking it out tonight. It's a very even game, and it's going to be an exciting time down there at Yeoman Stadium. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, and that's what I really want to, you know, what separates it? I mean, because you look at it, Tulane is the underdog at home, but what's the separator for you in this game?
I think I would say I trust North Texas' ability to run the ball a little bit better. Tulane's a little more reliant on Jake Retzloff and his legs. There's nothing wrong with that. Obviously, he can scramble. He's been, you know, in big situations before, last year at BYU, all of this year at Tulane. So I think you do have a very even football game. But North Texas has a really good back in Caleb Hawkins in the backfield. I would argue maybe the best true freshman running back in the country this season. And then they've really gotten the passing game going again down the stretch. They've got an emerging receiver in the slot, Wyatt Young, who can really tear up the middle of the field. So I think North Texas's balance is what's really making them just a slight favorite in that game, but I really do think you could argue it's a pick 'em.
When you look at kind of the landscape, and I got to ask you, just because I have to be in all transparency, I am a James Madison University alum down here in New Orleans. So for the Dukes to make it, it's a Duke weekend, right? Duke's got to win, and Duke it's got to beat Virginia, and that just opens the path. It doesn't mean it's going to happen. That opens the path.
I think it definitely opens the path. When you talk about if Duke wins, they'd be 8-5 with losses to teams like Tulane and to UConn. Really, I don't see a playoff case for them unless maybe James Madison lost also. But if JMU goes out there and dominates Troy in the Sun Belt game there, I think they have every right to think that if Duke wins and the ACC doesn't get a team, that they would then be the 12th team in. I think the precedent was set in this week's rankings. I think that could have been part of the reason that they made James Madison number 25 in those rankings. Go, okay, they're clearly ahead of Duke in the standings right now, and they're going to be most likely ranked higher than Duke if Duke gets ranked at all, if they both win. So I think that's exactly what you're rooting for, is Duke to beat Virginia in that ACC game on Saturday. But James Madison, they still got to take care of business tonight.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm just impressed by it. We were trying to figure out if we had any read on what the committee would possibly do, you know, if there is chaos. You know, if we have some chaos, maybe an upset or two, you know, but one team that I think, you know, maybe a BYU. If BYU wins, they're pretty much in, correct?
Absolutely. As the Big 12 champion, they would be in. And what's interesting then is it feels like the assumption is that they would leave Texas Tech somewhere in that top 10 also, with, you know, their two losses being to an Arizona State team that's been ranked at times this year and a BYU team that's currently number 11 and I think would enter the conversation possibly as high as number 5 or 6 if they were to beat Texas Tech this week. So I think that's really the teams that are looking out for that are Alabama and Notre Dame right there on the back end at 9 and 10. Could those two teams kind of be bumped out, especially Notre Dame at number 10? If BYU wins, they would almost at this point, the way the committee's been looking at them, be stealing a spot, although you could argue their resume is better than that. But that's really what's at stake for all of those teams in that game Saturday.
Yeah, and then I guess for Alabama, I mean, because where do they fall if it's not a close game? Do they fall all the way out of the conversation?
Yeah, there's so many scenarios we could get into here. If Texas Tech were to dominate BYU again, right? If Alabama were to get dominated by Georgia in that game, although they've won a couple against them in a row. And then the real question to me is, if those things were to happen and they were to get bumped down a little bit, what happens if we get Miami and Notre Dame now finally right next to each other, with Miami having won the head-to-head? And all that's really been the big argument, is what matters more, the entirety of this season, what have you done for me lately, what, you know, the head-to-head matchup in Miami, winning that even though it was in week one, how would that go if they were right next to each other? Because that's a very real possibility.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro, you just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Man, that's just it's kind of unbelievable how it has all come down. You know, when it went to 12, and with the situation at James Madison, situation with the ACC, situation with Tulane and North Texas, you know, and Deuce and I were talking earlier, you see how this group of five coaches are being, you know, treated. Right? You know, with Eric Morris and Sumrall and Chesney, all these guys going to Power Four schools. I mean, it feels like the separation of the group of five and the Power Four is getting tighter and tighter.
Yeah, I think the talent across all of college football is getting spread out, not even just to the group of five, but you think about a team like Virginia, who nobody in the world would have picked to win the ACC this year, but they've only lost two games and they've really emerged, right? You had a similar thing with Arizona State last year, BYU being 11-1 with the talent they have, Texas Tech, and how quickly they've turned that around. You're seeing now, whether it be through recruiting or the transfer portal, the talent's getting spread out, and you're not seeing the same five or six teams hoarding, you know, four and five layers of their depth chart with five-star talents. These guys are spreading out, they're looking for playing time, and they're finding it at these other schools, and they're succeeding now, and they've got an opportunity to do so with the 12-team playoff. So, you know, they kind of have this mentality of, look, if we can win 10 games, we can win our conference, we got a shot to go a long way here. And you're really seeing that play out with where the players and the talent are heading now to these different schools.
Yeah, it should be interesting. Should be interesting how everything unfolds. And just want to get your opinion on one or two of the coaches' hires, none in particular, but just how that, we'll call it madness, has affected not only the college football playoff system and even before you get to the playoffs, but, you know, how much more movement do you think we will see, whether it's on the upper echelon or even, you know, some of the lower conferences, so to speak?
I mean, the interesting part is, right, we're getting all these sitting head coaches moving, so it's one domino after another, right? You know, you had the Lane Kiffin situation down there at LSU, and how is Ole Miss going to fix that? They're going with Pete Golding. Even a hire like today with Penn State getting Matt Campbell. Well, now Iowa State's had, they got to fill a job, and they've had a pretty solid program under Campbell over the better part of a decade. So it's just one domino after another, it feels like, and you see some of the same names getting recycled to different jobs. But I think there's been a lot of really good fits made, right? James Franklin at Virginia Tech. I think, you know, a team like Auburn hiring USF coach Alex Golesh, like, you're seeing a lot of really good hires, but the dominoes just keep falling, and this is one of the crazier coaching cycles that I've seen recently.
Your thoughts, because you, you know, with your job at PFF and what you've covered him certainly in his many, many college years, and the Saints quarterback Tyler Shuck, and kind of how what you've seen of him. He's going to get his start, really. So this will be his fourth start. What your thoughts about him?
I think there's been moments where I've been impressed. It's a bit inconsistent, and that kind of goes along with the Saints offense, because he's got a really difficult job right now, because the Saints are really struggling to run the football, so he's being asked to drop back a lot, 40 and 50 times a game, right? And it's really hard to do that when everyone in the stadium knows you're throwing it. So I think he's made some nice plays on the move. That's kind of a key for him, is what kind of plays he's going to make under pressure. But at least in a couple of games, the Carolina win and this past game against Miami, once he got in a rhythm in the second half, he's been making plays on the move out of structure. I think the Saints really need to fix up their running game this offseason, kind of balance that out. That's what he had at Louisville, was balancing the run game and a really good play-action game. But if they can figure that out, he's really starting to show you something, I think, in the drop-back game, that he could be useful in future seasons here.
Just curious, as we close up, and I'm wanted to get your thoughts, if you had to, you know, we don't even know the 12 yet, but just give me who you think might, who are the two best teams that should be playing in the final?
I think Ohio State is one of them. I'm curious to see how Indiana looks against them this week. I have Ohio State winning. I think they're the best team in the country, but I think that second spot right now, I'd say it comes down to probably Indiana or Georgia. I think Georgia looks very balanced, and as long as they're in rhythm on offense, they're going to be really good, because Kirby Smart and that defense is a constant. But I'll give you the sleeper. I think Oregon is still really dangerous with the way Dante Moore is playing. Dan Lanning's got a really good defense out there. They don't have a whole lot of big weaknesses, but I would say right now, if I were making a pick, I'd probably say Ohio State and Georgia.
Interesting.
Hard to go against those two.
Yeah. I mean, just history tells you. So we'll have one of the quarterfinal games will be here. The Sugar Bowl is a CFP quarterfinal game. So, man, it's just going to be interesting tonight, tomorrow, big weekend. So, as always, appreciate your time. Dalton Wasserman, he is co-host of the PFF College Football Show. It's at PFF_Dalton. Let's just keep doing what we're doing. Go James Madison tonight. Go Duke tomorrow night. That's the call.
Just rooting for the chaos. I love it.
I love it. All right. Thank you, Dalton. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys as always. Thank you.
Thank you.
I mean, chaos is good. You know, sometimes change of pace, you know, it's interesting. I think he's right. If you get to the point, I hadn't really thought about it, you get to the point where you're 11-12, somewhere in this mix is Notre Dame and Miami.
Oh,
I hadn't really thought about it.
No, he's exactly right.
Right?
He's exactly right. I mean, and it's just like they want the chaos.
Right.
And that's their way in.
Man, got a lot to go on. And it's a big night again. Tulane over at Yulman Stadium, 2-point underdogs against North Texas for the American Athletic Association Conference Championship, the fourth straight year that they have been in the conference championship. So we'll see how that goes. Good luck to the Green Wave. Just bring it home and get in the 12, and then we'll see where everything goes.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app,
And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.